So good morning on this beautiful Sunday, December the 12th, as we are in the midst of the Advent season, which is a period of four Sundays and weeks before Christmas. And during this time, we prepare and we remember the real meaning of Christmas. Amen. So on each of the four Sundays of Advent, the corresponding number of candles that are lit that are on the wreath. And so it's like one on the first Sunday, two on the second, and so on. And today is the third Sunday of Advent. And so on this day, the pink candle, which symbolizes joy, right, will be lit, which is, and now this is around the midpoint of the season, a time to celebrate that the waiting, that it nears its close. So what I'm going to do now is invite Jason Hecht and Theris Osuji and Viviana Vasquez and yes, Viviana Vasquez and Anthony Zepeda, who does our online greeting, to join us in the lighting of the three Advent candles.
It is a reunion every time we go home, every time we embrace those we love, no matter how long it has been. It feels like sunrise, like the clouds are parting and the rain has ended. It is joy. Nothing less than pure joy to grab hold of those who are home for us, who make home for us. Whether we wake up to them every day or travel many miles to see them again, it is joy to go home.
The prophet Zephaniah tells us to rejoice at the thought of going home. The prophet tells us to imagine being set free, being unburdened, being released to live, to fully live in the grace and wonder of life itself, surrounded by those who love us like no one else. And then to live like that was our truth even now. Even here, it is joy to go home.
John the Baptist reminds us, however, that it takes choices to live in this joy. It doesn't just happen. We choose to make life a joy by how we love others and by how we serve and give and care for others, by how we do the job we do and how we impact the world around us. We build joy as we build a home in this world and the next.
We light these candles, the candles of hope and of peace and of joy, as a sign that we are on our way home, and we walk with a skip in our step because we can see the destination, and it is pure joy. It is time to go home.
Good morning, Harmony. Happy Advent season. Please rise as we sing these worship songs together.
And the mountains in reply.
little Johnny Cash to Christmas for you. As we go into this next song, feel free to remain standing, or you can sit and reflect on the reason for this season that we're in right now.
Amen. What a blessing to have Melinda and the worship band with us. Yes, inspiring us this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm Pastor Mark with Harmony Toluca Lake, and this is an affirming faith community that just is abundantly loving and caring, supportive, and so many other wonderful descriptive words. It is a joy to be your pastor and an honor to be part of Harmony's vision to transform this world through the inclusive love of Jesus. And I want to thank you for being here in person, as well as for those connecting with us online virtually. Behind me, you're going to see, and you do see, dressed up little teddy bears, these adorable teddy bears. And these are called Compassion Bears. And also, we have the food donations for the North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry. And so on Tuesday, I'll be dropping off all of these. The bears will be delivered so that the children at the Pediatric AIDS Clinic can enjoy the holidays, as well as, again, this food that's going over to the food pantry. And what you have done as a compassionate faith community does make a difference. A couple of quick announcements that today from 5 to 6 p.m., very excited. We have so far 35 people showing up. This is awesome. If you want to know, great, yeah. So if you want to get in the holiday spirit, and this is especially goes to youngsters and families, we're going to be at Griffith Park over at the southern part of Griffith Park over at the Southern Railroad, enjoying some holiday snacks and a magical Christmas lights holiday train ride. And if you'd like to join in the fun, please chat with Jace Lucas. He is currently over with the Harmony Tots. Next, this Tuesday, oh my goodness, this Tuesday is a very wonderful week we've got ahead of us. This Tuesday at 7 p.m. Is the Harmony's annual, Harmony Holidays is the annual concert, and our online donations are going to benefit ROC Era. And this is an organization that brings the arts to underprivileged children in black and brown communities. This is a virtual, online-only experience. It's a special concert that's being hosted by worship leader Melinda Hale, yes, and it features a phenomenal group of talent. If you saw last year's, just wait for this year's. And again, so that's this Tuesday at 7 p.m., online only, on YouTube, Facebook, and the church's website. And this Thursday, a very special service is the Blue Christmas service, and that is on December 16th at 7 p.m. as well. And this is in person. It is an in-person worship experience that will be live streamed. It is truly what I would call a healing service. And it's particularly for those individuals who have the blues during the holiday season. We're also going to be blessed to receive a message that evening from Bishop Marianne Swenson, and that's this Thursday at 7 p.m. in person and online. There are a number of opportunities that are volunteering, and it's during the holidays. It's like the LA Homeless Count as well that's happening in January. And so to learn more about all these opportunities and to take part, please read the Harmony e-newsletter as well as check out the website. So before I lead us into a time of prayer, I want to express our appreciation for everyone who participates in these worship services. And today we are grateful for Melinda, the worship band, and so that's Andrew and Ian and Elliot and Adesi, to the production team members, the greeting team, for Jason Hecht and Theris Osuji and Viviana Vasquez and Anthony Cepeda, thank you. And now, friends, let us enter into a time of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Creator, we come before you this morning. We have such great joy and immense gratitude in our hearts. We speak it, we sing it, we give you praise all for all things, and we ask that we are able to fully embody this, to share the good news of Jesus Christ and his impact in our lives with others. There are so many individuals who need to receive this joy and this love, to feel it, the joy of your divine love and wisdom in their lives. And may we not hide the light of Christ under a bushel, but remember, help us to remember to let your light shine before others. For a city built upon a hill cannot be hid. And may each of us in this faith community of Harmony give you glory, God, always. Oh, Holy One, while we indeed rejoice and we feel so great about the blessings that have been received, may those who are feeling the burdens of life, those grappling with medical issues, those who mourn, those who who have gone through tremendous hurt and pain experienced from such things as the deadly tornadoes in Kentucky and those surrounding states, those dealing with losses in all of their ways, and those who are crying in the wilderness, may they be lifted by your restorative spirit. May they be comforted and supported in their journey, wherever they may be, knowing, God, that you are with them. May they see and may they feel your light that sends darkness on its way. There's so many in need, divine creator, who are without medical care, a roof over their head, food in their stomachs, clean water, clothing, just the basic necessities of life. And may those in such need receive the bounty of your gifts. May we, as your people, do our part to care for them, to love them as we love ourselves, to ensure their safety so that harm and fear have no hold in their lives. We also pray for the leaders of our country and this country has so much, God, that these leaders are led to do what is right, to do right for those who are without and for those with so little, that they are lifted up. And may our leaders be beacons of hope and come together for the betterment of this world rather than doing what is best just for themselves. Eternal One, in this moment, in the quiet of this sanctuary, we now silently share our joys and concerns with you. With all that we have named and that has not been named, we give this over to you, our amazing God, who deeply cares for us. And now, faith community, with humble reverence as well as steadfast confidence, let us say the prayer that has been taught to us by our loving and affirming Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. All right, I now invite Jason Hecht Ford to lead us in, what is that, Jason?
Well, first, Pastor, I want to tell you guys what's one of my favorite monthly events on the Harmony calendar.
Uh-huh.
But we'll get to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hold tight.
This
month of Harmony Dine Out, we're meeting up at Casa Vega, a historic restaurant in the area. It's an opportunity for us to gather together. We always have great turnouts. And even if it's a small turnout, it's a time to develop these close, intimate relationships with people we see every Sunday. And I think it's safe to say that when we're spending time together, it's an opportunity to experience joy. And that's just one of the ways that we can experience joy at Harmony. But there's also the joy of giving. And that's something that's broader than you might think of when you think of giving at church. I mean, we've got the Compassion Bears as a way to give to our community, as well as the food drive. And the beautiful decorations you see around the church were done because people gave of their time a couple of weeks ago to create this experience for all of us. But there's also another way we can give financially. And that is through the Joy Box. If you actually have a check or money you'd like to place in the secure box in the back, or you can give electronically through the QR or the texting it, or the old-fashioned way through U.S. mail. But it's a great opportunity to experience joy and be a part of this community. Thanks.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3, verses 7 through 18. The translation is from the New Revised Standard Version. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." And so with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. Word of God, words of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Praise the Lord, my brothers and my sisters. This is truly the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Melinda, and our worship team, as we just begin to focus on the joy of home. No better way than to set it up than with the Wiz home. As we focus on the joy of home this morning, the scripture lesson has already been lifted up for your hearing. I want to focus on verse 10 from the Common English Bible. And there is a question in verse 10 of that passage that was just lifted up. And it says, the crowds asked him, what then should we do? What then should we do as we focus on the joy of home? Let us pray. God, we thank you for another day's journey, another beautiful sunrise, another day that we've been allowed to go forward and to be in mission and to be in ministry for you. God, we thank you during this Advent season as we focus on the joy of home this morning. Now, Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of the Living God, stop by this place and fall fresh upon me, your servant, one more time as I attempt to proclaim your word. Help me, oh God, to sit down and help your word to stand up and to stand tall and to stand alone and to fall fresh upon hearts. O come, Emmanuel, that we might hear a word this morning that challenges us and that inspires us for the week ahead. God, we thank you this day. It's in your precious, powerful Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. The joy of home. Merriam-Webster's online dictionary defines home as one's place of residence, a domicile, a house. The dictionary says that home can be a social unit formed by a family that is living together. The dictionary also says that home is a familiar or a usual setting, a congenial environment, the focus of one's domestic attention. Home is where the heart is. It is a habitat. The dictionary further states that home can be a place of origin, a headquarters, or an establishment providing residence and care for people with special needs. Home can also be the objective in various games, like reaching home plate in baseball. The dictionary goes on to say that home is in harmony with the surroundings and on familiar ground. Home is in harmony with the surroundings and on familiar ground. Home is where we are allowed to grow and to flourish. Home is where we share our hopes and our dreams. Home is where we learn right from wrong. Home is where we pick up good habits, and some of us at home pick up bad habits as well. Home is where we can be ourselves. Home is where we are potty trained and we learn to tie our shoes. Home is where we learn or we don't learn how to act when we go out in public. Home is where we get to eat our favorite foods. Home is where we get to lounge around and relax. Home is where we share time with the folks who are special in our lives. When I think of home, I think of growing up in rural East Texas in a small town with 24,000 people called Marshall. I think of the 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, and that's it showing on the screen, brick home on Fisher Drive that we moved into when I was 4 years old, and my parents still live there today. I think of all of the tall pine trees in our yard. I think of riding my bike up and down the street. I remember driving and riding my 2-seat go-kart that Santa Claus brought me for Christmas when I was in the second grade. And that was the precursor to the go-kart that you just saw. It was that electric Jeep with me and my brother in it. I think of riding, my Honda Spree scooter up and down the street, and that was my sixth grade graduation present. And that's in the fall or the Christmas of, I believe, 1988. I think of shooting hoops in my backyard and in my neighbor's backyards. And when I think about 309 Fisher Drive, I think about the great food that comes up on Fisher Drive. In fact, every time I return home, they know to have some fried catfish or some barbecue ready. And those are Coach High's fried catfish and barbecue right there. My daddy doesn't believe in gas grills. He said, that ain't barbecue if you got a gas grill. That ain't barbecue. That's just cooking outside. And I'm talking about this morning the joy of home. When I think of my home church, I think about Ebenezer United Methodist Church at 908 West Stone Street in Marshall, Texas. A church that is historic and connected to Wiley College, which is one of our 11 historically black United Methodist institutions of higher education. When I think of my Ebenezer home, I remember Mrs. Mason's second grade Sunday school class, and that's my sister and I with Miss Mason on her 100th birthday about 2 years ago. She passed away last year, but that's us celebrating with her on her 100th birthday. In Miss Mason's second grade Sunday school class, you had to learn and you had to recite the 23rd Psalm, King James Version. King James Version, of course. And when you learned it, Miss Mason gave you $2. Two whole dollars. I bought a Hot Wheels car with my $2, and I don't know where that Hot Wheels car is today. But I do know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The joy of home. It was at home in Ebenezer that I sang as a little child with the Ebenezer echoes, singing, God is so good, and every day is a day of victory when you put it in the hands of the Lord. And it was at Ebenezer that I was taught to be a liturgist and to read scripture. We didn't have children's church at Ebenezer, so I also learned how to sit still and behave in church. And that lesson took a long, long time. My brother, my sister, and I, we got many spankings about our church behavior, but we eventually learned to sit still in church. The joy this morning of home. When I think of Ebenezer United Methodist Church, I see that bright red carpet. When I think of Ebenezer, I see the altar. I see the altar where I knelt for communion. I see the altar that beckoned me in fifth grade when Rep. Walker extended the invitation to Christian discipleship, what we call in the black church, opening the doors of the church, and I made my way down the aisle. When I think of Ebenezer, I see the altar where my parents, my aunts, and my brother were married. I see the altar where we are baptized, and that was my youngest niece, Kaylee, and my only nephew, Caleb, and now they are both 9th and 10th graders. That's them being baptized. But I see that altar where loved ones have been laid to rest, and we've sit crying, but we knew that death does not have the victory. Death does not get the final say. I'm talking this morning about the joy of home. When I think about home in rural East Texas, I also think about the ancestors. I think about Oar City, Texas, which is about 15 miles from Marshall. It's where my great-great-grandfather Ned migrated after slavery, and I've told you his story during Black History Month. And when I would home for the holidays as an adult, my late great Aunt Irma, who we called Auntie, she would always say we'd have to go up to Oar City, and going up to Oar City was saying we gotta go up home, we gotta run up home for a few minutes and see the folks while you're here. Going to Oar City, going to where the ancestors came from has always been called going up home. The joy this morning of home. In 1939, there was this film that came to the screen, and children still watch it in amazement and wonder even today. The film is called The Wizard of Oz, and the film follows a 12-year-old farm girl named Dorothy Gale, played by the legendary Judy Garland. And Dorothy lives on a Kansas farm with her Auntie Em and Uncle Henry, but she dreams of a better place that is somewhere over the rainbow. The climax of the movie is when Dorothy clicks together her ruby red slippers and says, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home." Oh, the joy this morning of home. And y'all know we had to have us a black folks version of The Wizard of Oz. The Wiz is a musical by Charlie Smalls, and it's a retelling of The Wizard of Oz in the context of African-American culture. The original 1975 Broadway production won 7 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and Stephanie Mills, who I'm a huge fan of, sang that powerful hit, Home, that Melinda just wore out. She was the original Dorothy. Motown Productions acquired the film rights to The Wiz in 1977, and the film version of The Wiz also starred former Motown star Michael Jackson as the Scarecrow, Nipsey Russell as the Tin Man, Richard Pryor as The Wiz, and Lena Horne as Glinda the Good Witch. Ted Ross and Mabel King reprised their respective roles as the Cowardly Lion and Eveline, singing Don't Nobody Bring Me No Bad News from the Broadway production, and Quincy Jones was the music supervisor. I wasn't born in 1976, so I didn't see it on Broadway, but I've seen the movie many times, and it's a black cult classic. So if you've not seen it, I encourage you to check it out. But my favorite song from the movie and from the Broadway production was Jess' song. It's called Home. And the lyrics say, when I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. Wind that makes the tall grass bend into leaning. Suddenly the raindrops that fall, they have a meaning. Sprinkling the scene makes it all clean. It goes on to say, and oh, if you're listening, God, please don't make it hard to know if we should believe the things that we see. Tell us, should we try and stay, or should we run away? Or will it be better just to let them be? I'm talking this morning about the joy of home. In this morning's gospel text, it follows on the heels of John's preaching of a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and the claim that his proclamation, which sets the table for the arrival of Jesus, was what Isaiah promised centuries prior. John's message is not simply a call to belief or trust. John challenges his hearers to right relationships, not just with God, but with their neighbors as well. John was an affectionate preacher. He was beseeching. He pressed things home upon his hearers. He was a practical preacher, quickening them to their duty and directing them in it. He was a popular preacher. He addressed the people in according to their capacity. He was an evangelical preacher. In all his exhortations, he directed people to Christ. The text invites us to understand God's intent for our specific work, not only for work in general. How might we in our present occupation respond to the call of the gospel? How might we respond to the call of the gospel? In the passage, a religious leader, the prophet John the Baptist, develops enough credibility with groups of workers, tax collectors, and soldiers that they are willing to invite his input into their ethics at work. The nature of the response to John's preaching is unique to Luke's account. The crowds as a whole, then even the tax collectors specifically, and finally the soldiers each ask, what then shall we do? What then shall we do? John responds by offering specific action. To the crowds as a whole, John says, if you have more than you need, whether in terms of food or clothing, you must share. To the tax collectors, who were often guilty of adding a little extra taxation on top of the regional and Roman taxes, John says, stop stealing. Stop stealing from your neighbors. And to the soldiers, John says, no more using your power to take advantage of simple citizens. No hoarding, no skimming, no extortion. John's instructions were quite ordinary. He demanded that people share, that they be fair with each other, and that they not be mean and cruel, that they be happy with what they get. These are things that we teach even the smallest children to this day. All reasoned in their hearts about John, whether John was the Christ or not. John made such an impact that people logically wondered if he was the Messiah. Instead of cultivating his own popularity, cultivating his own cult, he gave it all to Jesus. John pointed to one who was coming, who was mightier than himself. My brothers and sisters, as we think this morning about the joy of home, John is pointing us this morning to the house rules. Every house has rules. Every house has rules. John is pointing to the house rules for living. In all houses, when you follow the rules, there can be reward. And if you don't follow the rules, there can be punishment. The question is asked this morning, what then should we do? Every now and then in my house, and I don't know about at your house, but in my house, every now and then I have to clean up. I especially clean up when I know someone is coming over. Maybe y'all don't do that. I expect folks to call before they come over, but every now and then somebody just drops by. When they call before they come, we have time to dust. We have time to stuff the dirty dishes into the dishwasher. We have time to run the vacuum cleaner to fix the temperature, have time to turn on some music and turn on or turn down a few lights. We have time to set out some cheese and crackers, time to clean house and to get prepared. My brothers and my sisters, sometimes to get the joy of home, we need to clean house. Some of us got a clean house this morning. We've got a clean house of negative attitudes. We need to clean house of the folks who say, but we've always done it that way. We need to clean house of folks who stand in the way of God's ministry going forth into the community. We need to clean house of racism and sexism and all the other nastyism cousins. We need to clean house of all of our phobias. We need to clean house of any and everything that hinders us from being in ministry with the community and making disciples of Jesus, the risen Christ, for the transformation of the world. As we answer the question this morning, what then should we do? How shall we respond to the advent of the Messiah to which our preaching hails? And how can we meet the promise of the season with real and meaningful expectation? No matter what we do, we have to express the joy of home and we have to recreate it. This morning, we've got to recreate the joy of home for folks who are black and white and red and yellow and brown. We've got to recreate the joy of home for folks who are poor and marginalized and homeless and sleep on the street. We've got recreate the joy of home for folks who are gay and lesbian and straight. We've got to recreate the joy of home this morning for folks who are liberal, folks who are conservative, and folks who didn't grow up in the church and who've never sung a hymn before. This morning, we've got to recreate the joy of home for folks with all levels of education, folks who can't read and write, and folks with PhDs and positions of power. What then this morning shall we do? As we reflect this morning on the joy of home, as we prepare during this Advent season to welcome a life-changing baby into the world, it's time for us to get busy and proclaim the one who's been called the author of eternal salvation, the author of our faith, the balm in Gilead, the bearer of glory, the beloved, the blessed hopes, the branch, and the bread of God. What then this morning shall we do? We've got to prepare our hearts and our minds for the baby that is coming into the world, who's been called the Good Shepherd, the Bread of Life, the Bridegroom, the Carpenter's Son, the Chief Cornerstone, and the Chiefest among 10,000. This morning, my brothers and my sisters, what then shall we do? During this Advent season, we've got to prepare the way for the one who's been called Comforter, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Deliverer, Dwelling Place, Eternal Life, and excellency, excellent, faithful, the stone that the builders rejected, the fountain of life, and the word made flesh. What then? What then this morning shall we do? In the Wiz. In the Wiz, Stephanie Mills ends home by singing these words. Living here in this brand new world might be a fantasy, but it's taught me to love. Oh yeah, and it's real, it's so real, it's real to me. And I've learned that we must look inside our hearts to find a world full of love, like yours, like mine, like home. Harmony to Luca Lake. We must ask ourselves this morning, what then shall we do? What then shall we do? And the answer is, we must look inside our hearts to find a world full of love like yours, like mine, like home. We must recreate the joy of home. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God's Holy Spirit, let the people of God this morning say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen.
Amen. Let's stand and sing this last worship song together.
Hark the reconciled joy.